Lions now.
Capital 263.
What's up, my good people? You're listening to My Two Cents. It's your boy, Elliot Twist, and I'm joined here by the co-host with the most.
My time, D, a.k.a. Aura, a.k.a. that guy, a.k.a. a person who has a special frame thing in a house, a.k.a. someone who uninstalled Tinder because it wasn't working, a.k.a. mother of a school-going human being.
We need to talk about this Tinder.
Guys, yes, we need to talk about that.
Wow, wow. Mm-hmm. AKA, it doesn't matter.
It matters now.
Oh, my God.
Yes, anyway, hi.
We have a special guest in the house.
Yeah, she's a singing one.
Yes, a wonderful songbird.
Oh, my God.
She's a songbird, a shiri, yes. Or a bedder.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow, I can't counter that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Drum roll, please. For Caroline Massa.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, oh my God. God.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What?
You know, it was... It was a long flight coming here. Like, really long flight.
Combi's flight back.
I did not anticipate the traffic.
You did not anticipate the traffic.
No, I was not ready.
So you were speed racing, eh?
I was speed racing, and because I drive such a small car,
yeah.
My goodness, it was a breeze. But it was difficult at first because you have to have the confidence of a combi driver.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Yes.
To do all the illegal things.
Wow.
Well, let's not talk about that.
Hi, Massa.
What's up?
I'm so glad to be here, too. I'm so honored.
So it's been a very, very, very hectic week.
Yeah,
I'm going to get right into it. So, as you know, the cops are currently in some kind of a battle with vendors.
Wondo.
Yes. How do you...
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
I feel very torn, hey. Like, I'm like, yeah. On the other side, it's unfair that the vendors are going to be, you know, checked out of, you know, their place of work. Because yeah. This is what it is.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, I'm like, but hey, town was my one. You know what I mean?
Like,
you'll be like a single file from...
Yep.
From
like human traffic,
rotten row till you get to
foot traffic is the real.
I got stuck in foot traffic. I swear to goodness, I got stuck in foot traffic. Like, I was walking, and then suddenly I was not walking anymore.
It's real.
No one was walking. We were just like, you know, and then it's like you're taking these baby steps. Oh, me don't, but tell us how excited you, you know, when you're looking at the people on the side, and you're like, nah, sorry, hey, nigga, that one person who's like defiant.
Exactly.
And they're giving.
Like, they're like the combi driver.
You know the look?
Yeah.
The Imi.
Exactly.
What's your problem?
Mm-hmm.
Can they just step off?
And they look like.
And let me saw my stuff.
They look like the combi driver, but on foot.
Exactly.
Like, because they got all these.
Yeah.
Like, what? You want to pass me
down.
Now?
They stay down.
It's crazy.
I mean, I'm that guy. I'm just saying.
I won't lie. I was equally torn as well because mm-hmm. I understand that their livelihoods are at stake here. But then at the same time, I'm like, this is not normal.
Yeah.
It was never supposed to be like this.
True.
In the first place. So we can't have something that is somewhat odd normalized.
Making it normal. Nah.
I'm in a matter. Maybe I'm being harsh.
You know, I feel like it's... for me, it's more symptomatic and evident of the bigger problem. The problem is not necessarily the fact that there are vendors on the street and they won't get off and they're like defiant or whatever. That's not actually the problem. The problem is the fact that there is no employment. People have no jobs to go to.
Yeah, sure.
The state of the economy.
Wow.
Head of the nation.
I need to paint a picture for you right now. We're in a very awkward situation because, like, we're sharing a mic, Elliot and I. So it's like this constant battle. It's like.
But I must say, you look cute. Like, I would take a picture and frame it.
Fighting for a mic.
How is fighting for a mic?
Fighting
cute?
For a mic.
I don't know. It just brings you together. Like, you know, you look united. You look you know.
Yeah, it really does bring us together.
Exactly. You know, we have this one purpose to have your voice.
We actually have one purpose. To have our voices heard.
Oh, gosh. So
by
the,
wow.
To have our voices heard by the masses.
No, you didn't. No. He didn't.
I have massive disapproval for that one.
Oh,
I think
God.
We can amass many jokes.
Come on, guys, please. No, I don't like this.
So, Masa, Maswera.
No.
Now Ora's just massacring your name.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are done with the massacre.
Wow.
All right.
I like them though.
All right.
Pretty cool.
But moving on. So I'm looking at a headline here from 3Mob that's saying that Harare St. John's College supports deputy head after he comes out about his sexuality to students.
Okay. Juicy.
Yeah. This
tell us your two cents.
But.
This one is. I wasn't expecting a headline like this.
Pyre, it's tough.
I need to go.
It's tough because, okay, I know I'm going to ask a dumb question, but like, what sexuality was he coming
correctly, either homosexual or bisexual.
But I believe he is inclined to...
You know, there are no politically correct words to say.
Yeah.
He is attracted to the same sex.
Okay. All right. So, all right. And this is at a boys, old boys school?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Guys. Yeah, I'm not ready. I'm not ready yet to talk about this.
Oh, you're not ready to give your two cents.
You have a son. How do you feel about that?
Obviously,
do you even think it's...
Yeah, you know, we accept you either way, Janinjani, or some, so... Yeah, you know, we accept you either way, Janinjani, or some, so... Yeah, you know, we accept you either way, Janinjani, or some, so... Yeah, you know, we accept you either way... Janinjani, or some sir.
Wait, isn't that like I know in Zimbabwe it's illegal, right?
Yes.
Is it illegal?
It is.
Yes, it is illegal.
All right.
It is actually a crime. But is it a crime like when you get caught or I don't understand. Yes.
Yeah. I think this is quite a bold move, you know, St. John's College is a very big institution, like it's a very well respected, it's a prestigious institution, and I don't know, you know, for them to bring this out in the open
and like make a statement about it,
yeah, it sparks a different kind of conversation.
It's scary. Like I'm scared for the boys because it's now an open thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like at the school,
yeah,
kids are gonna be like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to say.
I find it interesting because like I was reading an article, mm-hmm. And it was about a guy who became transgender and then went back to being a guy,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying it was interesting because he's from the LGBT community.
Okay.
And he was like, look, we're confusing our children.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, we are creating sexuality issues that they don't have yet, and that really and truly that they should be experiencing, and that they should be, I guess, making these decisions when they're much older, mm-hmm. you know, when they are old enough to understand what decision it is they're making. But we're creating children, 9-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, who are transgender.
Yeah.
And who are, you know, and it's like, okay, fair and fine if that's what you are, but do we really need to be introducing it to our kids? Yes, I understand St. John's, okay, college, this is high school, right? But still, I feel it's not on the onus of the school to create that environment.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a school. Yeah. Your primary purpose is education.
Exactly. True.
Not sexual orientation.
True.
It should not actually be even a topic, whether you are for it or against it.
Exactly, yeah.
That is not your primary mandate as an educational institution.
True. It's also, you know, I think the scary part for me is that St. John's College, yes, it's a college, but there's also like a preparatory school just opposite the school.
Yeah.
And it's the same precedent that's going to follow there because these kids are still, you know, watching this.
They're still developing.
Exactly.
They're still developing.
And they're still developing and they're still at that age where they can't make decisions about their sexuality.
Exactly.
So
we need to let the kids be themselves. We need to let the kids be the kids and figure this stuff out when they're adults.
Yeah.
Not force feed them this reality.
Yeah.
Simply because Pamanda Utamanis Doris Oscana and already you're like, you're gay or you're transgender, you need to why give people like Anatandi that kind of pressure? It's very unnecessary.
It's unnecessary pressure.
Sure, they want to play with dolls and eat cake and have sweets.
Tandy likes to play with cars and she likes to build stuff. That doesn't mean my, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, to be fair and sensitive, we're not all the same.
Yeah.
We're not all oriented the same sexually, and it's okay if you're not. But I feel like there's a time and a place for it.
Yeah.
There is truly a time and a place, and it should not come from what's supposed to be an independent institution.
Exactly. That's so true. And I mean, it's also like any other school or any other, whatever, it's a place of work or whatever, you don't come out and say, I'm straight. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We don't walk around like that.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm straight. Hey, I'm an idiot. I'm straight.
Exactly. You do, but you don't. Do you know what I'm saying?
Can't.
Because that's a personal thing.
Yeah, it's a personal
thing. And you can't propagate that in a place of education like a school. So, yeah, that's my two cents.
Your two cents have been heard. All right. So, I also came across a story about Kabila's sister being caught with about $3 million today.
Okay.
And then just in the week, I also came across a story about Equatorial Guinea's vice president, Teodoro Geuma Obiang Mangu.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
Him. Oh,
that guy.
Uncle, what's his name?
Uncle Obi.
Wow.
Yeah, Uncle Obi, I guess. And he was caught with $16 million in cash, right? Yeah, he was caught with about $16
million.
All right. He had $16 million. He was found with 16.
Six.
He was trying to enter Brazil.
1-6.
He was trying to enter Brazil with $16 million in cash.
To do what?
And he had some watches as well that were valued at some really expensive timepieces, you know. And Equatorial Guinea, the majority is
but
then you've got the leaders, they're going there with 16 million in Brazil trying to crash 16 million.
But that's like an African problem.
Right.
We have all these leaders that can amass such wealth and nobody, there's no accountability. I mean, to be found with $16 million, come on, in your house or whatever, you're traveling with it. The fact that you even left the airport of your home country with such money is a problem in itself. Where are the authorities that are supposed to, you know, check you out? Or, yeah, it's a terrible African habit.
Yeah,
I hate it.
Definitely it is. How do you feel about this order?
I wouldn't mind even like a grand right now.
Yeah,
it would go a long way.
Yeah, look, even $100 right now.
It would go a long way.
Yeah.
Do you know how many palm trees I could buy?
Palm trees.
I could buy new friends and change the color of my skin.
Oh. With 100 bucks, 16.
No, with 16.
Bruh, I was like, oh.
I was like, bruh. Which corner are you in?
On a corner. I need to know.
Like, hey, we change colors here.
And this blood, turn in you guys. We have an abode.
We're going to pick up this color.
Wow.
No.
Next.
All right, Carol. So,
oh, my God.
The conversation is moving on to you, Carol. So how long have you been doing music for?
I have been. I do not mean to do that.
No, I was gonna throw shade, but let me keep quiet because I wanted to reply my WhatsApp messages. So continue.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I started performing 2014.
Really?
Yep. 2014. End of 2013 into 2014, you know, started off at the Book Cafe, Zimbabwe German Society, my open mic nights, as just me and the guitar. And then 2016 is when I started a band.
Okay.
So,
what's the name of your band?
The band does not have a name yet.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So we just roll with Massa. So
okay,
yeah.
Nice.
So since 2016 up until now, I've been with the same guys, same band, and yeah, it's been an amazing ride. Really.
Oh wow.
Yep.
And like, is it only the guitar that you play? What other instruments?
I'm very good at clapping my hands. Like,
wow. Wow. Okay.
Like,
can you do that? Whoa!
Did you hear that?
I think you need to do it again. I don't think
like,
they under...
Like... Man, that's... Like,
wow, that's...
That's the other instrument ever.
That's almost as good as the snapping of my fingers. Because, like, I'm like...
Oh, my God. You're the snapper.
I got you.
Oh, my goodness. That is such a talent.
You don't understand.
Oh, you did it.
Look at that.
No, I just play the guitar. That's all.
Is it self-taught?
Yes, self-taught.
And you write your own songs?
Yes, I write my
own. You don't
own
have
songs.
A ghostwriter?
No, I don't. I sometimes wish I had, though. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, because I feel like...
Tell me something. Like, yep. Why don't we have that in our local industry? Why don't we have song other... But like, why don't the established artists look for songwriters to build on their...
I think
their portfolios and stuff like that. Why are we still so resistant to the idea of having songwriters?
It's because I want the glory. I did it. I wrote it and I arranged it, and this is my song. But I think it's such a cake mentality.
Yeah.
Because there are so many like writers, even in Zim, in Harare, Chaimo, there are so many great writers. I've met like this chick called Cassandra.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, my goodness.
She writes amazing.
She writes. She's not a singer though, but she can write. And so we'll be talking more to her because I'm going to get some of the stuff from her as well and others that I can meet. Because sometimes being an artist, a singer, it's not just about you. Because there are other people who can relay the message better than you write it.
Mm.
So maybe you are just going to, on that piece, you are just the outlet. You are just being used as an outlet for someone else's voice. And I think if we were to do that as artists and, you know, and them, that would grow.
I agree. Really, I think it would actually lengthen your lifespan as an artist. You'd have more to offer.
Exactly.
And here's the thing, we're trying to build an industry. So imagine if you're eating, your songwriter's eating, and everyone is eating, your boss, your manager, whatever.
Yep.
Don't work in the industry, gosh.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Having as many players in there as possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True.
Because
I was about to say, even kind of in like construction or whatever, you build a house, you find the materials, it doesn't happen that way.
No,
they are contracted, come and build. Then they leave you with their house. You might even sell the house and someone else has it because it's an industry and we need to grow to, you know, to become that efficient and just have more scope, more influence. Yeah.
True. Is there an album out yet?
Oh my God, I'm so excited to talk about that.
I'm so excited.
because next week, next week I will be dropping my EP.
Yes.
Finally.
Finally.
It's been a long road.
So awesome. I'm so happy for you.
I'm also so happy for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so I'm so excited about that. I decided not to make it an album because there's so many albums out there in the world. That's the truth. And people probably listen to like 4 songs. So I decided to just do a 3-track EP for now.
Nice. What's it called for me?
It's called The River.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Guys. So you heard it first here.
Have they heard it first here? Anyway, yes.
You've heard it first here. Yes. Wow, you've got the exclusive! And you know what? We might even be lucky and even get to play you something next week. Yes. I hope we'll have the exclusive to drop the album. I hope and pray. When is it dropping?
On the Wednesday, the 26th.
Damn, just push it.
We can talk about that.
No, guys, this is awesome. No, well done, my friend.
Thank you so much.
I've been such a huge fan. I mean, there's this one song that you remixed. I met Dambudziko. And there's a line that you said that I finally heard clearly for the first time in my life.
What?
Because I used to think it was okay. Do you not remember the Dambudziko song? It goes like
Dambudziko.
I met Dambudziko.
Oh, okay. I know that lady. She's my aunt, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
What? Tarona is your aunt. I'm like such a big fan. Like, okay. I'm like ghost starstruck.
It's a very cool thing. It's a cool thing.
I'm related to way too many people.
So when you said, I used to hear something along the lines of, oh, he brought tea.
He brought tea.
Ima,
Oh my gosh, no. It's okay.
And what's the right one?
It's close, but he brought
tea.
Tears.
He brought tears in my eyes. I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I would just hear, he brought tea
in my.
But it kind of made sense.
All right.
In my mind.
Wait, how does that make sense to you?
But no,
because I was like, wow.
He brought tea.
I was like, this must be deep. She must be like, in a zone.
Do you remember the video for that song?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
I
was
there. Were you in there?
Shot it. I wasn't in there, but I was there. I was there the day we shot it.
Oh my goodness.
I remember. I was a kid, and I remember I just didn't like that song. I was like, guys.
Do you know what? I think.
Because like, she can't sing. Like, that was in my mind as a kid. I was like, why does she sound like she's dying?
Oh my god. Do you know? I think if it weren't for that song, I wouldn't be a singer. Because that song is like the one. It was always
that song is old.
Yep.
So it connected with you on that level.
Only, you know what? It's a song that has evolved with me as I've grown, and you know, I tried to look for it everywhere, even the lyrics. I literally had to I bumped into Taruana, the original singer of the song, and I was like, you need to tell me the lyrics of the song.
Yeah.
Because I was like you, because I wasn't sure what she was saying.
Yeah.
And well, up until now, she still hasn't sent them. But, I mean, eventually she will. But we talk, we chat. Like, we're cool like that.
Look at you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm friends with celebrities. So, yeah, man. So, it has evolved with me, and I really love that song. I really do. Yeah.
That is so dope. That is so dope.
Thanks.
All right. I have other questions to ask of you. Especially how you have been handling the waters of the industry, you know, of the music industry. I think I read a post that you put out, I think a week ago or a month ago, saying that you had left your formal job.
Yep.
For the music.
Yep.
Can you explain to me the emotions that you went through to make that decision and what it's been like for you since then?
It's a hard knock life.
Yeah.
Well, okay. For me to get to the decision, it was difficult very difficult because, you know, in our African society, Zimbabwe, we are told that you must have a job. A job that you wake up to go to in the morning, 8 o'clock you start work, and then 5 o'clock you finish work, and that is a job. It took me some months to just struggle with that idea. Am I ready not to have a paycheck at the end of the month?
Yeah.
But I also got to the point where I had to choose to get more time to do the art.
Yeah.
Because I thought, if I don't do it now, I will never do it. So I had to make...
And you're actually right. Yeah. So you had to make
the hard decision. To make that hard decision and just choose to have more time to do the art.
Yeah.
And, you know, develop it. And that's why we have this EP now, because I actually had time to go to the studio and record and, you know, bring it out. So I'm so grateful that I had the courage and also had the support of friends and family who were like, those that would be like, Robenga, like,
you're married, right?
Yeah.
So how did your husband take it?
He was actually, I think he was very good. He made me think about, you know, he's very logical and very calculative. So he was like, you know, okay, if you do this, the money that we're getting is gonna be dwindled. And this is what's gonna happen. Yeah. But in all that, I still support your decision to do this because I see how much you are struggling with it and it's making you unhappy. So be happy. Do this thing. And God will take care of the rest.
Boys, you young boys.
Wow. You let me.
That's how you support a woman, man.
Wow.
You tell her she can do it. You believe in her.
Shout out to you, Jay.
Nay.
My one and only.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was quite difficult. But now that I'm in it, it's been so fulfilling.
Yeah.
The satisfaction that we get just from, you know, we doing this project and we managed to finish it.
Yeah.
And just creating more platforms for chemistry with the band.
Yeah.
It's been such a gift because, you know, you grow your sound together.
Yeah.
It's not just like...
I want to support what you're saying. I heard you for the first time with a band at
Afro Playlist.
Afro Playlist.
Yes.
I am saying this not because, not like a groupie or whatever.
Shut up, you're a groupie.
Of course, I'm a groupie. I've got.
But right now, it's not a groupie.
But right now, I'm not a groupie. I'm a bystander.
I am telling the world.
I'm a bystander.
Hello, world.
And let me just say, it blew my mind. There were sounds I was hearing in your music that, honestly, I heard it the first time and I loved it. And then the second time I heard it, I was like, yes.
Oh my goodness.
We needed that little instrument.
Thank you, you know, so
just
much.
To, to give it car.
Yeah.
I mean, Yenga got us any car, but with the band, mind you.
It's like a
it's
car, extra car.
It's a bigger car.
Wow.
It's a car.
It's a car.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
What?
It's a combi.
You just, I was
you just
sitting,
slid there right
I was
in there.
Staring at you like, can you get it? Did you get it?
What?
Someone acknowledged my genius.
Oh my goodness.
You just slid it in there.
Masa is like amazing. Like if if I can have my fangirl moment. Like
oh my god.
Literally, every time she sings I get goosebumps.
So do
I always want to cry.
Oh my
god. I get very emotional. I always go look at her backstage. Masa! Master, man, hey, you girl, you're amazing. I quit my job for you. But she's the most epic. If you have never heard Master play, if you've never heard her sing,
please
look out for it. Look out for her EP.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, not only the EP, there is some videos that you shot with, I think, Zion?
Yeah, Zion Black. Yeah.
And there's one that you also did with your band on another channel. What was it called?
That was not actually my band. It was a project done by House of Roof. So it's like a collective of instrumentalist.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they did one of my songs. It was pretty dope.
That was dope.
Yeah.
That was dope.
It was.
And awesome. You're going to be performing at some festivals?
Next week I go to Intuasa Festival.
All right.
For the Women Words and Wine event. And then next week, the following week, I'm at the Jacaranda Festival.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Alongside Yvonne Chaka Chaka.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oliver Tequila.
Oh, you go, girl.
Oh, my goodness.
I just got so excited.
I must tell the world that there is this woman in my life. Her name is Aura. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Her name is Aura.
This is turning into a love story.
Yeah, it is. It's like one of those Telemundo.
Telemundo. Mi amor.
This woman has been like, oh my goodness, I can't even begin to say how much she has done for me. And I don't think she even knows or can imagine what she did for me in my life. Like, she just pushed me to another level. If it weren't for Aura, I don't think I would have quit my job. That's the truth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Anthony Zainonzi, Anzi, you should not give roses to people when they are dead.
I'm going to give her now.
You give them roses when they're still alive. Whoa. So they can smell them.
Yeah. Can I have the money for the roses?
No. You've received your roses.
They are roses. Not money. No.
You've received your roses.
No, Marcel is just dope. No, thank you. So, that was
yeah.
Really nice.
All right. Now I'm going to ruin the mood with our soundbite.
Okay, all right. So I have to warn you. Okay. I warn every guest.
Okay.
Elliot is my friend. He is. He's one of my best friends. But he's also the weirdest human being I know. And he has... I always say he does not deserve the internet. This is my genuine feeling.
Okay, all right.
Because when Elliot is on the internet, he... I don't know. He collects very strange things. And okay. I've been made to listen to very weird things.
Okay.
So his soundbite is ready.
All right.
And we're going to play it for you, and I apologize in advance.
All right.
I'm not ready. I'm a little bit apprehensive about getting bitten by a woman that I've never met. And I feel like I don't want to walk into a 50 Shades of Grey scene.
Take off the top.
Hi, I'm Alina Pogosian. I'm a wrestler, and that usually consists of me bumping around and getting knocked down. So, I usually try to do one deep tissue massage a month. I heard about Dr. Dot, and she has this thing called the bite massage. You would think that I like pain because I get bumped around so much and I get hit, but not this kind of pain, and not by someone I don't know, if that makes any sense. I don't know what to expect. I heard about her, and she said, when a client is laying naked in front of me, they better be nice to me, or else. I don't know what that or else means, so I'm going to be as nice as I can. The idea of someone pulling my hair and biting my back, I don't know how I'm going to react to that. I'm extremely nervous. Hi.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. I'm Elena.
Hey, thank you. I'm Dr. Dot. You want to come in?
Yeah. So what does the bite massage consist of? Is that usually extra?
A lot of biting.
Well, but is it usually extra? Do you add an additional cost if they want that?
No. I start out the massage with that before I put all the messy creams and oils on it.
Do you wipe them down?
No.
You don't wipe your clients down? Don't you get grossed out?
No. If you are grossed out, you should not be a massage therapist. I've seen it all and smelled it all.
I am a little bit nervous about the bite massage because I don't... It's a different technique, so... No, I'm open to it.
You'll get over it.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Wow.
What?
There you go. Take off your top, face down, and I'll be right with you.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
It was so professional.
Oh, you ready?
Yep.
Don't be afraid. I started doing this when I was 5 years old with my mom because she wanted me to massage her, but my hands weren't strong enough, so she just kept saying, bite me, bite me. So I've been doing this my whole life. It sounds strange and unconventional, but it's to die for.
Okay.
Okay?
To die for.
It won't hurt. Don't worry.
Okay. It feels good.
I told ya.
What does it feel like?
Like someone biting your back. There's literally no other way to explain it, but it feels really good.
Sometimes I do people's buttocks.
Right. No. It kind of tickles. Have you ever had a client, though, that said, can you make it more sensual?
Or... Oh, they always ask that, but, you know, not myself. Courtney Love wanted it like that.
What celebs have you bitten?
Sting, David Bowie. Who else? Oh, she's everybody. Oasis, who got their first massage ever from me, by the way. Stone Roses, Keith Richards, Simon Cowell loves a bite massage. Mm-hmm. The reason why my clients are mostly celebrities is a simple reason. I wanted to get in free to see concerts when I was little. I wanted to meet the people on stage who write the lyrics that I hold so close to my heart. And therefore I thought, I'm very good at massages, so how about if I try to barter? It's all about the music for me. I wanted to get in to see the shows for free.
Have you ever gotten anyone that gets aroused from it?
Some people get aroused, yeah. It's a normal body function. It's a normal bodily function. You know, women get erect nipples, men get erect willies. Yeah, but I don't talk about it. I don't go, wow, you just pitched a big tent. Let's go. I just ignore it. Or sometimes I'll throw, like, extra towels on it. I'll be like, boom, slam it down. That's just part of the thing. I mean, you cannot be shocked by erections, erect nipples, smell, nasty scars, nasty sounds. You cannot be in this business of massage and body work, because I run the world's largest body work company. We deliver, and nobody has as many employees as I do worldwide. You can't be shocked by that stuff. At the end of the massage, I do the scalp. And it relieves a lot of tension. Feels good, right? To end it, I grab people's hair and I give it a tug. It hurts for a second, then it feels good. And by doing that, it increases blood flow and blood circulation, which increases hair growth. So stimulating your scalp is a good thing. It will help your hair grow. It feels good, right? It's almost like getting the shit beat out of you when you come to me. But you feel good after, you know? Like, people have stressful lives, so no pain, no gain. I mean, it's really the truth.
Thank you so much. It was very nice meeting you. I'll never forget this experience, because it's not every day that I have a woman biting my back or my neck or playing with my feet or biting my butt. That was what topped it off, a woman biting my butt. I would recommend this to my wrestling friends. I think half of the men would come because it's a hot girl biting them, but if they really want something therapeutic, she's really good at it. So of course I would definitely recommend it.
Wow.
All right.
Oh my God.
That was our sound bite. So, ladies, bite massage. Who's in and who's out?
No, I'm not in.
And she doesn't wipe them down before. Start biting on it like you're biting on bread. Chowing on it like you're chowing on a frizzit. Or cheese.
What?
Just dig in. Into the buffet. The body buffet.
Body buffet.
Biting butts.
Oh my God.
I actually can't believe you right now.
Where do you find these things?
I feel justified now. I feel justified for my apology.
Oh, you
feel justified for my explanation.
Mm-hmm.
People really don't understand what I go through with this guy. People don't understand. They don't understand.
So you guys are telling me you wouldn't want a bite massage?
My, yo!
From this woman.
Why do I want
to? No. No.
But she's making so much money.
Shut up, fix your face!
But she's making so much money.
No, nah.
Is it my money? No.
It's not her money.
So what is it?
And there are other big biters.
Back biters?
Wow!
Oh my God.
There are other butt peddlers out there in the world.
Yeah. No,
right.
No.
So it's a no for you. You know what's weird is I'm always assuming that you're all watching the same stuff.
No, we don't. Elliot, I like follow you on social media. Nobody is like you. No. You're just like in your own parallel world.
In a corner.
Exactly.
Let me just say, when you guys act surprised, I am equally surprised. Because for me, this is normal.
Oh my
okay,
God.
But clearly it's a no from both of you guys.
And
no.
For you, is it a yes?
Butt massage. Oh, but,
the big?
The big.
Big and the back.
I'm so sorry. Would I?
Shut up. Moving on to the next segment.
We already know the answer to that.
You do not deserve this microphone. You do not deserve the internet.
No.
You do not deserve friends.
You are grounded.
That's all I'm saying. You're just. My friend is so strange.
He is.
Don't let me loiter in that area. I don't know what might happen. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, we won't.
We've come to the last segment, Carol, and it's called Celebrity Story. So the way this works is you tell us a moment, a memorable moment you had with either local or international celebrity that you met that had some sort of impact on you. It could have been funny. It could have been nerve-wracking.
Or bad.
Or just downright bad.
Yeah. Should I mention the name of the celebrity?
That's the whole point of Celebrity Story.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. I have two stories. So I met, 4 years or so ago, I met the guys from Mikasa.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Mikasa. Who doesn't like Mikasa? I like
Mikasa. Right. And it was at this place. It was called Misty's, I think, back in the day. And so me and my friend, we were just like sitting right next to the VIP area, but not in the VIP area. And so my friend was like, do you think they'll let us in if I just go and ask? And then she went and then she got in. And then I tried to follow and they're like, no, you're not allowed. And then Simone had to come and say, no, but she's with me. So, yeah, that was the story. Eventually, at the end of the night, we got a picture with them. Yeah. And then I saw, I met Morty, the trumpeter from Mikasa, like a few days ago. And I'm like, do you remember this day?
Yeah.
You told me that I couldn't come to the VIP area. And I actually have a picture with you guys.
Yeah.
And it's like, was it me? It wasn't me. It really wasn't me. I'm sure it was somebody else. I was like, it was you. It was you. And now we're going to be sharing a stage.
Oh, wow.
How'd you feel about that?
Hey, what do you know about that?
See how the tables turn.
So that was embarrassing.
I'm about this life, man.
Yeah, man. Like,
why were they refusing to party with Carol?
Like, we meet again.
She's awful.
It's crazy.
She's fuller than you.
Oh my God.
Anyway, bye.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so that was one of them. Right. Yeah.
You said you had two stories.
Oh, okay. Yes.
What's the other one? Now I'm just curious. I'm just nosy. You said two.
No, but the second one is like it's very safe. It was, I went to a festival. No, it wasn't a festival. I went to a show. I opened for Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi sometime. I think it was 2013 December.
Yeah.
For Tyrone Guitar and Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi.
Wow, yeah.
And then I got a picture with him.
Yeah.
But the picture was like we were dark in the picture. We couldn't.
So no one could see.
No one could see that I actually had a picture
with
him, with the amazing man.
Yeah.
So I then met him like fast forward a few years later.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have a picture with you, but I can't see you, so I need to take another picture. And he was like, it's fine, Mwanangu, come and take a picture. So we got another picture. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was, but I always get like starstruck every time I meet him or see him. Oh, I'm just like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
He's got that thing. He's got that
thing. He's amazing.
He's a living legend.
Yes, definitely.
I think he asked you to write a poem for him.
Guys, there's no pressure like that. On a Facebook Live. And it was like, Aura, are you going to write a poem about me? You should write a poem about me.
Way the honor was bestowed on
guy,
you.
Like, I've never, I lost weight in that moment. I was like, yeah.
Are you going to do it?
Yes. Yes.
So we're going to wait for Orr's poem about the legend, the sixth.
But until the sixth.
Yes. Right. Yes. So you got enough time.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Caroline, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you so much. So where can people find your material? Your handles, your handle.
So I always find this funny because, like, I'm a chubby girl. When I say handles, I'm always thinking of a club handles. But okay, that's a story for another day. My handles are. I'm sorry, guys. I just had to.
Yeah.
It's everything on everything is Masa Caroline. M A S A. Caroline. C A R O.
M A S A.
Yep.
Uh huh.
And then CaroLeen. Masa Caroline. YouTube's. Whatever, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Do you have a SoundCloud account?
No.
All right.
I'm like one of those people that don't believe in SoundCloud.
No, that's okay.
Anymore.
That's okay. That's okay.
But yeah, no, I don't. I'm not on SoundCloud. But the songs, the EP is going to be like on Spotify, iTunes, and everything. And I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to distribute it locally. But
All right.
Should be, we'll figure it out.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Aura.
And my number. They don't want my number? Should I give them my number? I'm just joking.
Careful. Hey, you listener. It's not happening today, man.
I'm just kidding, folks. I'm just kidding. No. No shade.
Elliot,
no shade.
What's wrong with you?
There is something wrong with Elliot. We need a doctor. We need a brain doctor.
All right, where can they find you?
Hey, Shim. I'm on Instagram.
Yeah, boy.
I'm on Twitter.
Yes.
Miss Aura, MS _ AURA. Facebook, you know, is just one of those. But, like, yeah, it's. Oh, you can follow. You know, follow the Kambani, follow little entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yes, follow the Kambani because the Kambani is now important.
Thanks.
Yes. I'm sending my child to you.
Yes, thanks. Bring your children. I will make them terrible to live with like mine because every day is a market. And now when we're arguing, she starts trying to calculate profit for me because she's so smart. So,
you
please bring your child and I can indoctrinate them into the ways of being a smart mouth child, but a wonderful joy to be with. And they can earn their own pocket money, so like it's so cool, totally cool. Follow the Kambani, so that's the Aura Nicole on Facebook and Little Entrepreneurs, and then Miss Aura on Twitter and Instagram, and let's connect. And of course, follow Capital 263.
Yeah,
free to say it, free to do it.
Capital 263.
You can find me on Facebook, Elliot Twist. You can find me. Yes, you can find. You can find the Juice. Follow us at the Juice at @THEDJEUCE. You can also follow us on Twitter, same handle. You know, that's just about it. You know, so let's link up.
Oh my gosh, I must say, this is like the greatest show I've ever been on.
Thank you.
Like, for real though, like, I love it.
When
am I going to be back?
We like bribes. We like food in particular. Food goes down very well.
I'm a great cook, so that's sorted.
All right.
Rumbi still owes us food. The only person who won was Cravings, but we should interview Cravings Baking because then she'll come with cupcakes.
Yeah, we need to bring her back, man. She has some nice cupcakes.
I'm a great taster, like, just saying.
Professionally?
My taste buds have been trained.
Yes. Yep. Are they as good as your clapping? Anyway. Oh my goodness.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, you will listen to my 2 cents. We out. Peace.
Bye. Peace.
And now. Capital 263.